الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها. وقال تعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, we are gathered here for the Islahi Jalsa, and one aspect of it is that the whole of Deen must come into our lives. For that, Alhamdulillah, from the starting of the Jalsa and Ramadan and every other such occasion, all the departments of Deen are mentioned in front of everyone. Our Aqaid, which is the most important. Many brothers were not here for the other programs, so they might have slipped up. So it isn't, we should not look at that deen at different, just one department, and that is deen. For many of us, we only make namaz, so I'm dindar. Many of us, I go for hajj, so I'm dindar. I go for jamaat, so I'm dindar. No, the whole of deen must come. The most important, our aqaid must be correct. Our beliefs, our iman must be in order. Then all our ibadat, not only namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, tilawat, zikr, all that we must be concerned about it. Not just we came for the Islahi Jalsa and we go back the same way without any thought also. We came here laughing, joking with our friends, we go back laughing, joking, eating, drinking, and we don't think what the Jalsa was about. And then after ibadat, muamalat, which we hardly think, our whole financial business dealings, Islam has taught us fully how to do it. But we don't pay any attention and we don't think that Islam has given us, taught us how we should do our business. If I'm working for somebody, if I employ somebody, even the housewife, she employs a helper. There also there are regulations about that. We don't even think there is something like that. We just do it according to what we think. What we think is acceptable. No, we should do it according to deen. That is what is a Muslim. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter fully into Islam. And that is what we will be asked about in the qabr. Not a partial Islam, a lopsided side of Islam. No. Just to understand the lopsided thinking that we have got. A person who doesn't want to make namaz, for example. And today is the time that you'll take your proof from the Quran Sharif. So a person who doesn't want to make namaz, he also finds his proof in the Quran. That in the Quran Sharif it has come, La taqrabu salah. Don't even go near namaz. Forget making namaz, you mustn't even go near namaz. But there is something else in front also, one tum sukara. That was the ayat was at the time when wine, liquor was still not declared haram. And when people used to drink and then they make namaz, you and in a state of drunkenness you don't know. So Allah said, in that state don't read namaz. Now you only take the one part, and lot of academic and people who regard themselves as big ulama, they use this kind of lopsided arguments. Only the one side they put. One person was not making namaz with jamaat, making alone. So they told him, you must make namaz with jamaat. It's important. It's part of deen. He says, no, in the Quran Sharif it has come. He was more influenced with the Urdu language. So he says, in the Quran, Allah says that, inna salata tanha. That namaz, you must read it tanha, alone. You mustn't read it with jamaat. The whole world. And here he takes out the dalil from the Quran Sharif. So all this is so financial matters. All our monetary, we have to learn. That is when our Islah is taking place. That is when we have come for the Islah Jalsa. Otherwise, we came, we spent a lot of money, we came from far, we sacrificed a lot, but we were not here. If the whole of deen is not coming in our lives, and then it doesn't end with financial matter. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person was not allowed to operate a business until he did not know the laws of Sharia as far as business dealings are concerned. And today ask a good maulana who is doing business. Lot of maulanas are in business. Ask them, you know the rules of business? How to do business? Unfortunately, we are fully weak in that part. And then, today, like we know, you can't drive a car on a public road without a driver's license. Like that, you are not allowed to do business without having known and passing a test of knowing the laws of doing business. After that is not the end also. Then is mu'asharat, our social interaction, whether it is with our wives, our neighbors, family, all the social rules. And today that also we got it so wrong. Sila rahmi. To have family ties is so important, so much stress in the Quran Sharif. But we have to put it in proportion also. If a person who is so close to you and is breaking the laws to the Allah of Allah Ta'ala to the extent that his beliefs, aqidahs are wrong, then you don't have to separate from that person, automatically you separate. Even nikah, you could have a 50-year marriage, but with one of the two, the spouses, the aqidah goes wrong, bad, then you don't have to give divorce. Divorce took place already. And any person who wants to know about more how serious this matter is, then read in the Quran Sharif, just even the translation. If you go and read the tafsir, even better. That, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha ja'akumul mu'minat, muhajirat, famtahinuhun. That when the believing woman come, make hijrat and come. All the details. Therein Allah writes that, لَا هُنَّ حِلُّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُمْ. That you are not halal for one another if one of the two's aqidahs are gone out of the fold of Islam. You don't have to give divorce. You separated already by the decree of Allah Ta'ala. So such a close relationship. But many times we put sila rahmi very important. And the rights of Allah, we don't worry about at all. So our social matters also everywhere, how Islam is taught us. Not how we think we have to have social matters with one another. Our social matter is very good when we have birthday parties, we have brides every now and then. That is not what Islam teaches. The teachings of Islam are completely different. And we hardly got it in our mind that Islam is taught. And then akhlaq, character. Character is such an important, good character, not only character. Good character is such an important aspect of our deen. And how many people of us, we are good, pure namazis, hajj, zakat, everything else, but character, very poor. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, if I think I've got good character, just judge it on this hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the best amongst you, your character, is the one who is the best to his wives. And I am the best to my wives, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said. And on this point, each one of us think, how do I treat my wife? Forget the next person. The one who is sahibul jam, who is your lifelong partner, who sleeps right next to you, who you deal with day and night all the time. How do I treat my wife? Just let us think that many of us are married. There are young people, yes, students also. But those of us who are married and our wives, they don't have to cook for us. We must say this a bit softly, not so loudly. But according to Sharia, it's not their duty to cook for us. But they're cooking and they do everything as we want. They go out of the way, by and large. If we like our tea from the beginning of the meal, they'll put it. If we like it hot at the end of the meal, they'll put it at that time. Did any of us think, everyone think, did I tell my wife till today, Jazakallah, you cook for me? We actually have to pay her for that. It's not her duty. And if we have to keep a cook, how much will it cost us? And the wife doesn't do it as a... Allahu Akbar. Our ulama have written that there is one relationship which is called of zabta, rules, regulation. Like you go and work, there is a contract. And one is of rabta. That is good, kindness, etc. For example, you have a cook. Now by rule, he has to cook your food for you. He cooks it. Finish, he goes away, made a pokey food. You take the pot, you dish out, you eat. That is now zabta, the rules. He has done everything. And by rabta, the cook waits till when you come in eat. He dishes out for you. He waits till you eat, finish. He sees you want water in between, you want your tea. What the difference between the two? Our wives, they don't have a relationship with us of zabta, of rules. And unfortunately, what is called now also the new world order or whatever, the wife will leave instructions on the fridge. They take out from the mortuary, the deep freeze. You must take out your kebabs, heat them in the micro. In the micro. Crematorium or whatever, you go and eat it there, and then you eat it. They hardly meet. They're so busy earning dunya, and they worked hard. They built a beautiful home, swimming pool, gardens, everything. But they hardly meet. Forget love between them. Forget any other. That is not Islamic way. So our social relationship with our wives, very, very poor. Very poor. We don't appreciate, we don't tell them even Jazakallah for what they do. And let them make a small mistake or what we think is a mistake. It wasn't even a mistake. And how we come down upon them. Akhlaq, what is our akhlaq? And that is the starting point of our akhlaq. And then after that, akhlaq, adab also, etiquette. We have to know Islamic etiquette. We know about haram etiquette. You must send a birthday card to somebody on his birthday. You must send all these other things. They're all their ways of thinking. Their ways of doing things. Islamic way, we hardly. So Allah give tawfiq. And try and get the kitabs are printed also. They are prepared, printed. We study them and do, not only to know them, but to bring them in our lives. That is very, very important. So when the part of this and these which are read at the jalsas like this, it's only a synopsis, a summary of it. The whole kitab is much more in detail. So we should try and acquaint ourselves with this. Then we can be said we are worried of our Islah. Just by coming to the Islahi Jalsa, we come to the Majalis on a Tuesday night or other Majalis which are taking place, or the monthly Majalis we take, or we go on Safar, and because of that, by virtue of that, we are all right. I'm very concerned of my Islam. That is absolutely nothing. Our Mashayikh have written, one instance, for example, the Shaykh saw his murid 17 years. He's with him. He's doing his zikr, everything, but he saw he's not making any progress whatsoever. After 17 years, so he asked him, Bhai, for what have you come here? He said that to get all this and get khilafat, and I'll go make other people's Islam. So he said, that's the reason your Islam is not being, till you don't make niyat of your Islam. And then he explained to him, and in a short while, then he saw he progressed tremendously. So that is important that we understand the proper purpose and the reason of what is called islahi nafs, and correcting our lives, that we become proper Muslims. That is what is required. In fact, in the first place, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if a person wants to become a Sufi, he must go to some other khanqa. If he wants to become a human being, he must come to my khanqa. So we first have to become human beings. And then we have to become Muslims. And then we have become mu'mins. Then we, inshallah, will become sahib nisbat and awliya. We hardly still human beings. Somebody mentioned it also. Our good friend who has passed away, Dr. Mayatsab, he was much more elder than us, but he treated us as very close. So we call him our friend, but he was our elder. He says once a white man had meals at his house. And naturally, his wife, they lived according to deen, they were connected on Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So his wife won't come forward and bring the food. He was going bringing it after he ate. He told, tell your wife, I appreciate very much that she cooked this food. I enjoyed it very much. So Dr. Sahib told his wife. The wife said, who and who hasn't come to eat at our place? So many people. But till today, nobody told me thank you that you cooked for us. And the sad part, as husbands also, we didn't tell her Jazakallah. Think for ourselves, who of us tell our wives, Jazakallah, you cooked for me. You prepare, you give me my breakfast. And they give it to us as we want to. We have to go for a shower, they put our clothes for us. They put the towel for us. And in many cases, scented also. Everything they put, one day if she forgot one thing, then how we come down on her. So our akhlaq, character also. So that is what is called tazkiyah. That is what is called islah, Allah Ta'ala. And that is when we have become, and really Islam did not spread with lectures. Islam spread when this was in the lives of the people, the sahaba. And people saw them, oh, these are different people. Everything, how they do, it was completely different. Today is a lot of talk shop, blowing hot wind. But when people see us, they want to run from us. Many people say, if this is Islam, there is no difference between us and you. What we do, you do. And perhaps you're just talking a lot about Islam. But it's not. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people have heard a lot about Islam. People have read a lot about Islam. People want to see Islam. And if Islam is in us, this is the purpose, that our Islam be made, that Islam comes in us. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Ulama have written that there are certain signs for a person to know that he is sa'id, that he is honorable, respected, pious, righteous by Allah Ta'ala. And there are certain signs by which it can be seen whether he is wretched, rejected by Allah, hated by Allah, out of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I will mention them, but if any one of us think about somebody else of these qualities, then it's senseless we even came to the... If I think about myself, whether these things are in me, then it will benefit us. The bad qualities, if I think this must not be in me, and don't think about anyone else, and the good qualities, are they in me? So with regard to the bad qualities, to see whether a person is a wretched person, the first thing is that he's got a hard heart. No mercy, no kindness in his heart. And the sign of that is that whether tears flow from his eyes. Each one of us asks us that ever in my life or when last did a tear drop the size of a fly come out of my eyes? If not, my heart is hard. And that person then is wretched by Allah. I have to think for myself, each one of us think for us. When we hear of the condition, today our condition is this, somebody accident, Allah save us all, somebody some heart problem, cancer, whatever else it is, do we feel for that person a little bit also? About the earthquakes in Turkey, Syria, now in Morocco, floods in Algeria, what feeling have we got? It's just a news item. There's a little bit of dua even come out from us. One good dua which we all should learn and which is absolutely essential when we hear sad stories about somebody. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, but we don't complete it. Then with that, it comes in the hadith when a person reads that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, take us out of this difficulty. So floods there, oh Allah, take us out of that difficulty. We are here, we have no floods here, but for our brothers, whoever, mankind, Muslims, non-Muslims, take us out of that difficulty. Whatever problem there are, droughts there are somewhere, but we don't anything. وَخْلُفْ لَنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. This can be read in various ways. So, and oh Allah, give us something better in return of it. At least so much dua we should do. And fortunate we will be if we add then, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Those people who do this, then Allah's salawat, special mercies, descend upon them. And Allah's rahmat, special mercies also, and general common mercies, descend on those people. But ask ourselves, we hear of so many things. Do we ever read this dua? Or any other dua also? Mayyat, we go to a mayyat. We are close family. We even go in the qabr to bury. But do we read at least three quls and pass the sawab to the mayyat? And a person who didn't even come for the janazah, but he sent three quls, what a great service he has done. And so our perspectives, our priorities are gone very haywire. So that is what we must do. And after that, at least for our benefit, read this dua. And every one of us should try and learn this dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi afani afana mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. That Allah, all praise is due to Allah who saved us of this difficulty which has come to them. Afana mimma btalahum bihi. And Allah has shown His so much of favors upon us. وَفَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَبْدِيلًا. Many people Allah has given lot of favors. Allah has given us even more than that favor. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, if you read that, for any difficulty of anyone you see, then that difficulty will never come to you. You will be safe from that forever. So at least for that amount we should do. But we just got no feeling. We're just indifferent. We should be, that is what we should be doing. That is at least, and this is a common thing. All the time we hear, somebody has passed away, some motor accident, somebody in illnesses, financial problems, some husband-wife problems, fight. These are at least these duas. There are much more to be done. But at least so much we should do. So Allah, so a hard heart, it doesn't affect us. So think whether my heart is hard. And if there is nothing further from Allah Ta'ala than Al-Qalbul Qasiya, a hard heart. That person is the most furthest. And judge whether my heart is a hard heart or soft. And the other effect of it, the tears will flow from the eyes. When did any tears flow? The third sign of a person who is wretched in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, الرغبة في الدنيا. His dunya means everything to him. All the time, my car, my house, my clothing, my job, my earning, my investments, all the time. And unfortunately, by and large, we as Muslims, our names are Muslims. We are the ummah. We are just like the kuffar in this. They also, what is their worry? Dunya, that is their worry. Poor, what they know? أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like animals, worse than animals. But think about ourselves. How much have I got worry for Akhirat? And to understand that, think, when did I ask somebody for dua that Allah must give me maut on iman? Allah must help me in the qabr. I mustn't have problems in the qabr. We all ask for duas, and we know that so-and-so is sick, please make dua. I'm going for umrah, make dua. I've got exams, make dua. For this, make dua. But for the real life of akhirah, and for dunya things, I'm opening a shop. Not only dua, Maulana, you must come there. And please, you, for barakah's sake, you must come. I bought a new house, please, for barakah's sake, you must come to the new house. We bought a new car. Maulana, when you go next safar, you must go in my car. All for barakat. But for akhirat, what dua we make? And this we are just like the kuffar. Their nature is, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. For dunya only. That's all. They stop there. They wonder you. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Akhirat, they don't ask no share of akhirat. Whereas, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. These are the people. We must, Islam didn't stop us from asking dunya. But today, by and large, think about me, myself, each one. I'm only worried of my dunya. What worry have I got? Qiyamah day, I mustn't have problems. Allah save me from Jahannam. And dua for this, effort for that, we don't. That is the way of the kuffar. So, ar-raghba fi dunya, we only got dunya in our heart. And then, tulul amal, lot of hopes. This will happen so much. One person explained many years ago, in Makkah Sharif, a person came there, and he had jewelry made for his three-year-old child. That when the child will grow up, get married, till then already he's thinking. And now presently what we have to do for ourselves, we're not even thinking. How many of us, we're making investments for our small children. Those whom Allah has given money, that money is to prepare for akhirat. But we don't send it to akhirat. Now for our children, now we are buying so many properties. Now we are expanding our business so much. How much are we doing for akhirat? Tulul amal makes a person blind of akhirah. And it makes his heart even more harder. He's just got all hopes of dunya. I will do this in dunya. I must achieve this in dunya. My old age, I will get pension. My life will go easy. Make this investment. Make that investment. This is what our worry is. And then the last one, that person has got a wretched heart who hasn't got modesty, sharam, haya in his life. And unfortunately, that is the thing that has left even our woman today. A main quality of woman, sharam haya, that modesty. And unfortunately, it wasn't long that a woman will never be forward and make a proposal to a man. Now go on the groups and see, women are offering themselves. How they dress themselves and offer. One Arab sheikh put out a clip and he's crying in the clip that the woman dressing up smart, and these are Arab women, and then putting themselves on the all the various Instagram and Telegram and whatever grams and all that, they're putting themselves and invitations for men. And he says, who are these? Not the kuffar women, the women who are believers, who are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my daughters, and they are doing this. Modesty has left us. So check ourselves on this line. And then the signs of a good heart, a heart that is sa'id, that is blessed, honored, valuable in the eyes of Allah. The first is, he has a soft heart. Already we have explained a bit of that. So see whether my heart is soft. Conditions which come in the world, do they affect me? Does it make any change in my life? At least one dua. We don't change our eating habits. We don't change our sleeping habits. We got nothing to do with that. But at least one dua. A mayyat, at least three times qulhu Allah and pass the sawab. We see just yesterday, so there was a janaza, so we were a few minutes earlier. And as we said, you hear the talking in the people. A common everywhere. Many times, some alim has to announce, please keep quiet, we're in the Qabristan. There's a Mayyat here. Respect the Mayyat, the close family people. Once I saw a person whose father had passed away. And after just now, the namaz was finished. Never still burning. And laughing loudly. And like you're having a fun of a time. Hey, where our hearts have become so hard. So the soft heart. And the result of that is tears will come out of the eyes. Anything that happens, it will affect us. And really, when we hear the khutbah on Jummah in Arabic, it will move us. When the imam makes qiraat in namaz, it will move us if our hearts have become soft. But unfortunately, we feel that it is too long the imam is taking. He's reading too long now. He must consider the people. Hey, whereas a person with that kind of a heart that is soft and turned to Allah, he will enjoy to stand in front of Allah. The third thing is that zuhud fi dunya. He abstains from dunya. The person who has got a good heart, he's got zuhud. Zuhud, all the extras. And even the basics, he cuts them down. This dunya doesn't appeal to that person. One family member told lately, he says that Maulana Abdul Hamid is not that young Maulana Abdul Hamid we knew. He's now a different Maulana Abdul Hamid. So must I still be in my nappies, still whole life in my nappies? Must I still be all with water behind my ears? I mustn't grow up. And mustn't we all grow up? Must we still all remain just in nappies all the time? Mustn't we mature? Bachpan ke ho gaye, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. We have reached 55 years, but our childhood is still not gone. We're still behaving like small, small children. Once Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was here, he came to Azadville. We went for namaz to Jame Masjid, and a person, a very senior person, passed away. He was very close to Mufti Sahib. So he had a model of a house or something he was going to build. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him, Tum itne budde ho gaye, lekin abhi ye khilone. You are still all this with toys here, you are still playing with toys. And today, virtually, fathers, grandfathers, great grandfathers, on the phone with all the games we are playing and all the comic strips we are looking. Hey, we're not maturing, we must mature. And the real maturing is spiritual maturing. We are all moving towards the qabr. إِنَّكَ قَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. You are moving to Allah, you're going to meet Allah. Why are we not preparing for that? Aren't we going out to our qabr? And we still, قَدَمْ سُوَى مَرْفَدْ. Our feet are facing the qabr. نَذَرْ سُوَى dunya. We are turning around and looking this side. Small children play chasing games. They like to. Wherever they just get a chance. Once we were in the haram, right on the top. And the children, they're all just chasing games. It's an international chasing game. I don't know who teaches them how it goes to one another. But they just meet some little children and they start the chasing game. And they're chasing one another. And when they're doing that, they are running this direction and they are looking at the back. Next, he hits his head right into the wall. Right, the two boys hit their heads against one another. And a big problem. This is our problem today. We are going to the qabr. We are looking. Kidhar ja rahe ho? Kidhar dekh rahe ho? Where are you going and where are you looking? We have to get our directions right. So this, a person, zuhud fi dunya, that you have, you try and as you carry on in life, you bring things less and less. Min husni islamil mar'i. The beauty of a person's Islam, tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, that he gives up all what is la ya'ni. That as we are look at our bathrooms, what things we got there, and not for use, for showcase in the bathroom, shampoos, soaps. We went to some hotel somewhere, Hajj, Makkah, Medina, and we took from there and we put it in our bag. And our Indian mentality, now we put it in our bathroom. Not for using, to show that we went this hotel, we went that hotel. And now we are advertising it here. Plastic flowers in the toilet. What is that going to let you have a better workout? When the plastic flowers. All that, what they are doing, we must also just copy them. Left, right and center. So as we grow up, even the necessary things which are necessary, bring them down, make them less of dunya. Devote more time for akhirat. The beauty of and when we meet Allah, meet Him in the best state of Islam. So all our layani, take it out, all the extras. That is the direction we must go. So zuhd fi dunya, and then rahbat fil akhirah. That attention goes to akhirat all the time. That is what is called Islam. If it's not happening, we go in Jamaat and we come back and we are the same. We go for Umrah and we are the same. We become alims. We do iftar. We do takhassus. We do so many causes. But still our attitude no different. Then what did we learn? What are we, which direction are we going? Change has to come in our lives. We have to move forward in our lives. And more to, we are going towards the qabr. Let us prepare for that. And the fifth sign of a person who's got a good heart is modesty, sharam, haya he has got. And that is not only as far as what women are concerned, but somebody who is your elder, and he did a favor for you, that you always keep it in mind. You don't make a person, ihsan, faramosh. Somebody who did favors to you, you just don't worry about it. No sharam in your eyes. That the person who did so much for you, he did so much for your father, and now you just treat him in a bad way. Your ustad who went out of his way, your mashayikh, your parents who do so much. One friend of ours told that he saw that some people in the neighborhood, the children, they're not doing anything for their parents, and they're angry with their parents. He says, we sacrifice our lives for our children. But the minute they come on their feet, they go totally against us. So that is not the sign of a good heart. But that we have sharam, haya. And the actual modesty, as far as lewdness is concerned, lustfulness is concerned, there also, today that also, it has become a very sad state in our homes. In our good homes, on just ordinary visiting between the family, each day, hugging of the mother-in-law with the son-in-law, the father-in-law with the daughter-in-law. These things, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Masihullah Saf, and about our Shaykh also, his own daughter-in-law, they lived in one house. But he said, the Khadim said, that if Hazrat have to see his daughter-in-law amongst other women ever, he won't know this is my daughter-in-law. He never left his jais to see your daughter-in-law, to speak to her also, but no contact. This is sharam haya. Today we don't know what is sharam haya. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting casually with Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum. When Hazrat Usman came, Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also set up the sharam haya of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. This is a thing that is lost. This is what is Islam. That we come here and this is what we get. For that Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We have put ilham, we put in everyone. And first Allah mentioned, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. The evil also. All the tests Allah has made. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if there aren't all the tests, many people get so worried. I have a lot of lust in me, lot of desire, and lot of boomer. That my all desire, etc. for woman. That's a natural thing. That has to be there. Allah put it there. Our Shaykh to say, if that is not there, then how can you become a waliullah? When you have to abstain from that. Our Shaykh should say, you go to the Qabristan and you tell the people who are there in the Qabr, what big awliya. They don't make one badnazri. They don't look at strange women. They don't have an evil thought about. They can't do. Those who can do and don't do, that is the one who becomes a wali. So we mustn't be actually get worried and perplexed of all our desires. That's natural. And Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا. And first Allah says, فُجُورَهَا. And then, Allah gave you in your car, your accelerator. You got a car with lot of power, a V8 engine, or whatever, strong turbo, and everything. But you got your brake also there. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. When those desires come, you are driving fast, a bend comes, now reduce your speed. Now don't go at the same speed and then you're going to go out of control and you're going to crash. No, reduce your speed. There is a speed brake, a hump on the road. Now press your brakes. Reduce your speed now. So the same way, where halal it comes in front of you, no problem. All the time, even your own wife, whole night, you want to enjoy yourself. But our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that even your halal wife, don't make her halal all the time. She is halal for you, but don't make her halal all the time. One person in Afghanistan, he was a person who said he got too much of lust, woman. And he's interfering with all the women all the time. So they went to the Maulana, they said, this person here must get him married. Maulana explained him, get married. He said that after marriage, you only got one. If you don't get married, you can have whoever you want to. And a person who far from deen and he thinks like that. So Maulana explained, no, when you get married and whenever you have relationships with your wife, you get the sawab of killing a kafir. Kafir kumarna. And that is in their blood to kill the non-believers. That we must make jihad and fight them. So he said, so much sawab. He said, yes, so much sawab. He said, then I will get married. So he agreed to get married. Now which woman will want to marry him? Person with so much of wuma in him that all the time he'll keep her busy all the time. Now who will? One woman said, I'll put him right. I'll marry him. So he got married. So every time, Khan Sahab, chalo, kafir ko maringe. Come, let's, we're going to kill the kafir. We get sawab of shaheed all the time. Every time. Finally, we finished. He was finished. He went straight to masjid, attikaf in the masjid. And she's looking for him everywhere. Where is he? And she came to the door of the masjid. Chalo, Khan Sahab, kafir ko maringe. Shaheed ka sawab lenge. He said, wo mujahid to mar gaya. He's finished, he's dead now. He can't do anything anymore. So all that that desire which we have in us, just put it in the right direction. Sahaba, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you have relationships with your wife, sawab for you. They were surprised. We are satisfying our desire, our lust, and sawab in there. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked, if you go to another haram woman, won't you get guna? Definitely. So when you do it in the halal way, sawab for you in there. So Allah Ta'ala is, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become successful, that those haram desires are in him. And the more you got haram desires, the more bigger wali you can become. A person who's got just a scooter engine, how fast can he go? And a person who got a turbo, how won't he go? So his speed will be so much more. So the more we don't get excited and worried that me, I don't know, I got too much of all desires and haram, dunya's love, woman's love, this love, sports, all that also. The more you got sport, love of your sports and your music and your photography and all those things, just learn to turn and Allahu Akbar. Allah reward our mashayikh and our akabir. They have taught us that in our tariqah, you don't have to do izala also. You don't have to remove those bad qualities. You got love of to be known. People must talk about you. People must praise you. You got that? It doesn't have to be removed. And in fact, the habits which are in a person can't be removed. You are trying an impossible thing when you want to remove that. But imala, just turn the direction. Now don't look for praises from people. Look for praises from Allah. That Allah must praise me. Don't look for praise. Don't look to do it to show people. Do it to show Allah. Now that riya became ikhlas. Now what was haram became not only halal, but top halal. So that is all. One person, and this is our buzurg's tariqa. One person went to the hakim, and he says, my stomach is very, very sore. I ate 10 raw rotis. We all know what are rotis. Our handmade rotis. I ate 10 raw rotis. So Hakim Sahib asked him, you ate 10 raw rotis? Yeah. So he gave him eye ointment. So he said, Hakim Sahib, nothing wrong with my eyes, my stomach. 10 raw rotis, constipation, it's paining. nothing wrong with it. He said, first, I have to treat your eyes. Couldn't you see 10 raw rotis? So I have to treat your eyes, and in future you will never eat the raw rotis. And the medicine of the doctors is not to take away the disease. You got your sugar, they will just give you medicine to control it. You are high blood patient, they will give you medicine to not to take it away. The Hakims will give you medicine to remove that bimari. The same way, what we have got is we don't have to look at the izala to remove it, which you can't remove. Just make imala, put it in the right direction. The person, he's got too much desire for a woman. Just turn it to his wife. And let him now satisfy his wife all the time. And get thawab all the time. So that's haram. You don't have to remove it from him. Just put it in the right direction. And the other is, not izala, imala. And to look at the root cause. What is the root cause? A person has got anger, for example. Doctors treat the disease. They don't see what is the root cause of the disease. And in our tariqah, Allah has blessed our akabir and they have taught us that see a person who's got anger. Why? Because of pride in him, arrogance in him. So treat the disease, then anger will go away automatically. So treat the root causes. Most of our physical ailments are because of our spiritual ailments. And a person doesn't pay attention at all to spiritual ailments. Our sugar that goes up, when you get excited, when something goes wrong, your blood pressure that goes up, if you have everything, whatever happened, husband, Allah is enough for us. You haven't got worries. Your sugar won't go up. Your blood pressure won't go up. So treat the spiritual diseases. One person, a mufti sahab, he says that when I die, he tells the family, then you people will appreciate me. He's puffed with all arrogance and pride. He had to say, when I go in the qabr, what will happen? That he doesn't think, what will happen to me? I'm worried and I tell everyone, when I die, you will know who I was. And what a good husband I was. But worry about what you're going to enter in the qabr. So the root causes, so Allah give us tawfiq. And the way to achieve that, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. A person who does this, the tazkiyah. And how to make your tazkiyah? وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. He made zikr of the name of Allah. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He made zikr of the name of Allah. Many other places Allah says, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah. There are those ayahs also, and Allah says, remember the name of Allah. You have to repeat the name of Allah to remember Allah. That Allah comes in you. Allah is in ghaib. We don't see Allah in ghaib. Allah is. Dunya is mushahada. So we get attracted to dunya. We are made of sand and water. So dunya thinks we are made. Ruh is hidden within us. We don't see the ruh. Allah is hidden. Life of the qabr is hidden, is in ghaib all this. Dunya thinks we see. So a person has to make effort to bring the ghaib into mushahada. And what mushahada he sees, he realizes these things got no power and no force. The power behind it is only Allah Ta'ala. For that, the zikr of Allah. And till we don't regularly, minimum 100 times a day, we don't take the name which Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Take the name of Allah. Repeat the name of Allah. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And how to make the zikr? Allah has explained the adab and etiquette also. And that is that your full devotion to Allah. Nothing else must come in your mind. That your wife told you are going fajr, buy bread and milk. And the cafe was still closed. Or you forgot, now you know big problems when you come home. Without the bread and milk you come home, you got big problems. And you'll have to go and hide under the bed. Because when she will come for you, that you didn't buy that, you'll have big problems. So Allah says, you don't worry. You do it, your zikr, don't worry of your bread and milk also. Because Allah is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. He is the Rabb, the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer of the whole East and West, the whole world. Not only your bread and milk, not only your stomach and breakfast for your family, the whole world He's feeding. Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi. So make the zikr of La ilaha illallah and make it regularly. And with this in mind that your heart is slightly to the left. With La ilaha, you are taking out all things besides Allah Ta'ala. The greatness of anything, the love of everything, all that you are taking out. And you're throwing it away on this side. And with illallah, you're only putting Allah in your heart. So do this at least 100 times. For our matric, how lot we make effort. For your university degrees, for your businesses, for your gun license, for your driver's license, your water license every month, everything so much. For this most important thing, we haven't got time. And 100 times to read it will be about 3-4 minutes. It doesn't take so long. You read the Ash'ar, according to our tariqah of the zikr, that will help tremendously. But that's not a requisite. But that will help and make our zikr very valuable. So 100 times, La ilaha, you throw everything out. Illallah, only Allah in my heart. 100 times you're vacuuming your heart. 100 times you're washing and scrubbing your heart. 100 times you're putting all the name of Allah with the greatest of fragrance and the greatest of shampoo and the greatest of everything that in your heart. How won't your heart become clean? If we want our Islah, if we are serious, we will do this. If we just came 2 days to Islah Majlis, and now I also went. Every week I go for Islah, but I don't make my zikr. And I'm not asking everyone, I'm asking those who come regularly for zikr. How many of us do our zikr? How many of us do tilawat of Quran Sharif? If we are serious, this is what we will do. So, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This year, one is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hayatul Sahaba, volume 1, page 15. It's clearly written when the Sahaba used to make the zikr of Allah, then how the trees, tall trees, move in the windy days. Like that they should move. Just like the zikr. La ilaha illallah. 2 reasons are given. One is the purification. Removing all the wrong things from the heart. And now putting La ilaha, you remove. Illallah, you put all the right things. And the other is, you just get great enjoyment. Jhoom jana. In Urdu, when you enjoy something, mashallah, mashallah. Where we get enjoyment, somebody hit a 6. Somebody scored a goal. And if he made a hat-trick, then what to say? For those things, we get enjoyment is taking the name of Allah. And if you do it in the middle of the night, quietly, not disturbing anyone, and you are you and Allah, only you and Allah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. See how our hearts will become clean. And when that will happen, the love of namaz will come. Qad aflaha man tazakka wa dhakara isma rabbih fasalla. Namaz is the height of enjoyment. Who of us gets enjoyment in namaz? We dil churate hai namaz se. We don't want to. We just quickly we make namaz. Just get over with namaz. Namaz is a person. The coolness of the eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to do his namaz. He should look forward to it. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, the namaz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is so beautiful. And a beautiful namaz is which is according to sunnah. Unfortunately, we hardly see anyone making namaz according to sunnah. And the namaz which is not according to sunnah is a ugly namaz. Hey, many of our good friends, they make namaz, and when we're making sajda, the fingers are not closed. They're not facing qibla. And the thumbs must be in line with the... Some are right by the forehead, so much in front. Some are right by the chin, so much at the back. And that is like a dog sajda. That is an ugly namaz. But our good friends are still so guilty of it. Forget other people. We are not conscious. And this is not being worked on in the ummah to make namaz. People speak how much we help all the people in floods and in riots and that. But they don't speak about bringing them to Allah Ta'ala. Fafirru illallah. Come to masjid. Correct your namazes. That is not spoken about. And that is what is going to solve our problems. We are not dunya's people that our problems will be solved with maths and science and government things and media. Our problems will be solved in abatilallah when we turn to Allah Ta'ala. So we make our dhikr. And so 100 times at least, La ilaha illallah. Now when your heart has become clean. And the only time really you have the right to make bayan. Today we just sit down to make bayan. Is when you got your heart is full with the noor of Allah. And that noor, your heart is full, it's overflowing. What's overflowing you must give to other people. But our own hearts are empty. I've got a bottling company, water bottling company, for example, and I hear there are droughts somewhere. And I got a big company, lot of horses and trailers, big truck. And I hear and I feel sorry for those people. And I don't even wait for the driver. I jump in the truck and I drive. And when I come there, I realize I didn't bring one bottle of water. Whole horse and trailer I got, but it's empty. Then what I'm going to give them water. So we also, bayans we make, Juma bayans, other occasions bayans. But our heart is empty. What we going to give to other people? First our, and fill the heart, Allah, Allah. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, pull the name of Allah, Allah. And feel the pleasure and enjoyment and the noor of Allah coming in the heart. When your heart gets full, now you give to other people. Then see the benefit. Now your one bayan, how lot effect it will have. Otherwise, whole life we give bayan. But empty capsules, a doctor who is giving empty capsules, he will be charged for it. He'll be put in jail. How can you give empty capsules? And we as Maulanas on the Juma platform, other platforms, we're giving all empty capsules. Nothing in our heart. First fill our heart. So this is the Islah. And Wallah, the ulama, the public, all of us, we make our Islah. Me, myself. And everyone, hey, you can be Shaykhul Mashayikh, you can be Qutbul Aktab, but till your last moment, you have to make your own Islah. Dust is falling all the time on your heart. We are living in dunya, and dunya's effect comes on the heart. And if we don't clear it up, we don't clean it, you got a show house. The best in the whole town. You build your brand new house. You got your brand new motor car. You don't maintain it for one day, one week, one month. What will be the condition? If you became the big wali, you made mujahada, your sheikh gave you ijazat, but now you don't maintain yourself, you'll go right down. And this year, a person who thinks that he is all right, and I must make others right, and he doesn't think I must come right. Wo muslih kya rahega? Salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be a muslih correcting other people. He himself won't be even a pious person. Jo apne aap ko mustaqil bhi zaat samajhta hai. A person who thinks, ana wala ghairi. It's only me, nobody like me. Wo mustaqil bhi zaat kya hota hai? Mustaqil bad zaat hota hai. He becomes the worst imtihan and test for the ummah. He lead the ummah to destruction. He will go to destruction and he'll lead the ummah. And our guidance we must take from Quran and Hadith. We don't take guidance of what the media is telling and what Google is telling us and what the government is telling and what the people say. We see what Quran tells us and what Hadith tells us. So Allah give us tawfiq that really we become serious of our Islam. And the thing is that we, the whole ummah, everyone, the housewife, the young children, the old people, whole ummah, kuntum, all of you, kuntum khaira ummah. This ummah is the best of all the ummahs. What is the virtue? Lot of virtues on account of which? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. If you do your duty, then you are the best of ummah. That you have been taken out for annas, for the people's benefit. You must lead them to righteousness. Not today we are following the kuffar in all what they are doing. Our deeni thinks also, whatever we are doing, their kuffar style we are doing. No, we must do it according to Quran and Hadith and bring them onto our way. We who are the seeing people, we are following the blind people. The people who can't see. The person who is healthy, hale and healthy, we tell a paralyzed person, let me jump on your back and this busy freeway you take me across. That is what we are doing. We are the best people to guide people. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. And what is that? Which we are not doing. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That is our duty. The whole ummah. Then in the ummah, the responsible people in the community, and particularly the ulama, and particularly in the absence of the Islamic Khilafat, the ulama are squarely responsible that they must guide the ummah. They can't be doing their own thing. They must be there to guide the ummah. If this is done, this is our duty. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made it the duty of the ummah, made it the duty of the ulama. And then it's our responsibility. When we go in our qabr, the first question, Mar Rabbuka? Who is your Rabb? Well, was your job giving you your wages? Was giving you your sustenance? Was your degrees giving you your wages, your sustenance? Anything, if we have got your, was your medicine giving you shifa? The doctor's giving, and it's on our tongue today. That's a very good doctor. Go to him, I'll make your appointment for him. That dog hospital is very good. Who of us says that turn to Allah? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has written Amal-e Qur'ani. Every solution in the Qur'an Sharif. COVID came, we don't look for our solution in the Quran. Our solution, ulama prescribing haram solutions, all the wrong solutions. So the right things are there, we have to follow the right thing. So we have to follow in that direction which Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is what is our Islam, our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And the other very, very important thing, inshallah, I'll finish on that. Each one of us, no mafar fa'i, kalla la wazar ila rabbika yawma idhinil mustaqar. 100% you're going to return to Allah. You can't run away from death. That you can't run for mulaqikum. Your death is going to meet you on its time. And then it's you and the qabr. And the malaika in the qabr. If our iman, we can't answer that who is your Rabb. I was a big maulana also. But I believe that my job, what a salary I'm getting, is sustaining me. I believe that the people who support me, I was living. I believe that the medicines were giving me shifa. We won't be able to answer in the qabr. Where the answer looks so easy for everyone. Rabbi Allah, Allah is my Rabb. But if Allah, that yaqeen was not in my heart, I won't be able to answer. And then it isn't a matter of just failing. It is the smiting and the punishment that will come. Ma deenuka, what was your way of life? Not that my religion was Islam. Did you were living kuffar lifestyle. Your education, your holidays, your dressing, was it like the kuffar? Then we won't be able to answer. We won't be able to say deeni al-Islam. Islam was my deen. So this is what is this Islam. And we have to, everyone going to die. We see people dying and we don't worry. Who takes a lesson? Somebody died also. Little bit now, it's also more entertainment. When somebody dies, first thing, contact the cooks to cook food. You can get the people to come put up masis there. And then all in style also today, the funeral procession and all that is done. And who reads Qul Huwa Allah? Who reads La ilaha illallah for the mayyit? That is what we must be worried about. So Allah grant me and us all this concern. And make shukr that Allah has given this tawfiq and everyone that we have come, that Allah put something in our heart that we have come here. So let us work on that and get the reality of it, not just an outward show, but that we make our Islam. And then wallah, see, Islam spread. Islam will, when it comes in my life, it will spread in the world. But if I want to spread Islam, all the sons and daughters of Islam want to see the rise of Islam. But when the sun is rising, the sons and daughters are fast asleep. How can the rise of Islam take place then? When the sun, before the sun rises, the sons and daughters must be already long ago, they must be awake. Then you can expect Islam to rise. Allah give us all tawfiq and make our Islam by His fadl and karam. And Allah give us the correct concern. Not just that I came for the Islahi Jalsa, I come for my weekly majalis, etc. No, the actual and our dhikr, our ma'mulat, our what is prescribed. We do it and we do it properly. Not just for show and name, khanapuri, that I've done it just to fill in a register. That I've done my talim, I've done my zikr, I've done my namaz, but the reality of it comes in us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru kama anta. Fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama anta ahlu. Waf'al bina kama anta ahlu. Fa'innaka anta ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh, have mercy on us, O Allah. O Allah, we have made our way to destruction openly. It's only You who can save us, O Allah. O Allah, save us, protect us, O Allah. O Allah, let us not think of the dunya's things and think we are all right. Let us realize what our position is as far as the deen, the true deen is concerned. O Allah, bring the true deen into our lives. Use the whole ummah for the guidance of mankind, O Allah. Use the ulama, O Allah, for the guidance of the ummah, O Allah. O Allah, let us be concerned about our qabr and akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, much more than what we are worried of our dunya, let us be much more worried of our qabr, our akhirat, our akhlaq, our islahi batin, correcting our qualities in our lives, O Allah. O Allah, let us make our connection with You, O Allah. Let us make akhirat our object of life, on which You have promised, You see, to everything of our dunya. You made it so easy. But O Allah, save us. We are going the difficult and hard and the wrong route that we want to make our dunya. If we make our akhirat, You make our dunya. And who can look after our dunya, our deen, more better than You? O Allah, You gave us this beautiful way of life. Guide us to righteousness. Guide us truly our Islam, our reformation, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us all our errors, our mistakes, O Allah. And guide us all to righteousness. Give us true unity on the truth, O Allah. Give us true correct family ties on the truth and on righteousness, O Allah. Save us from all harm and wrong. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillah.